Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Zayin. We're starting the last line of Vav Amud Beis. We're starting with a very, very familiar Mishnah, a Mishnah that we say every day at the beginning of davening. The Mishnah, Tanan, Hasam, Eilu, Devarim, She'en Lehem, Shir. The following, there is no Shir. The reason why we bring this is because we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Re'iyah, which of course has been dominating our sugya since the beginning of Masechta. HaKol Chayavim B'Re'iyah. So we're going to talk about the inyan of Re'iyah. So the following, there is no shir. What are those? Zok the Mishnah, the Gemara on top of Zayin and Aleph, Zok the Mishnah, Vayta HaPeah. So Rashi immediately points out that the Torah does not give a shir for Peah. There is a shir derabbanon of 1/60th. Stimmt. But that's derabbanon, amanish menatay. And then it says, Vahabikurim. Like we learned in the parasha on Shabbos Kodesh, that you have to go and give from Reishis Kol Priya Adumah, but the Torah doesn't give a shir. And the Bavli doesn't even give a shir, but in Yerushalmi it also gives a shir of 1 out of 60. And they say, B'shem de Vilni Goyin, that he said that there is a remiss to that, because it says, V'loka ha tene miyodecha, and tene, test, nun aleph, is begematria 60. Test is 9, nun aleph is 51, 51 and 9 is 60, and therefore, though it's Rabbanon, because men are told you there's no shir. But nevertheless, ha-shtik ha-remez, ha-shtik ha-smachta, v'loka ha-koyin, is ha-tene miyodecha, tene is begematria 60. Anyway, v'harayin. V'harayin is our mitzvah of Re'iyah, but the Gemara is going to explain it in much greater detail in another few lines. Okay, Gemara is chasodim. There's no shir to Gemara is chasodim. You can go and do an infinite amount of Gemara is chasodim. The Talmud Torah, you can learn Gan Shas numerous times. No shir. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kisvuna Anu Laima, when we learned that Mishnah initially, we assumed harayin ain lo shir lamala. There is no maximum. But there is a minimum. What is that minimum? Like we learned in our Mishnah, that Beis Hillel said that you have to go and give a mo'o kesef for every oilis re'iyah. And besides that, you have to give shtei mo'o for the shalom chagiga. But we're not talking about the shalom chagiga. We're referring to the oilis re'iyah. So we assume that there is a shir lamata, you have to give at least a mu'a of kesef. However, in terms of lamala, you can go and bring the most expensive animal, as well as, says Rashi, you can bring as many animals as you want. If you want, you can go and bring 50 korbanos oilas re'iyah. You want to be the big shot, everybody else brings one, I'm going to bring 50. So that's what we thought, that's what the Mishnah means. That min ha-toira, there is a shir lamata, and that shir lamata is mu'a kesef. And that it says in the Mishnah, Ein lo shir means shir lamal. As they zok to Rabbi Yochanan, Ad sheba, Rabbi Oishir, but Rabbi Valimen, he said, no, you're wrong. Harayon, Ein lo shir loy lamal of loy lamata. Min ha-toyre, there is no minimum, and there is no maximum. You don't have to give a mo'o kesef if you can go and get a sale, and you can go and get two kvasim for one mo'o gizintahit. Although, of course, that would be very, very difficult, because a mo'o kesef itself is a fairly modest matbeah. But if you can go and get it cheaper, gizintahit, there is no shilamata, there's no shilamala. I doesn't mean the mo'o kesef from our Mishnah. Avul omru chachamim, the Bach says, Avul omru chachamim. So this shir of more kesef, that's not a shir d'oraisa, that's shir midrabanan, because min ha-toira ain li shir lamata or lamala. The whole din of more kesef is rabban. Okay. Shokti Moritz.
Maybe re'iyah means how many times you come into the mikdash.
That we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Shokti Moritz, my rayon, what's the definition of the word rayon? So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi says, because normally I would expect it to say re'iyah, like our Mishnah. Ha'kol chayovim b're'iyah, shteit nish b'rayoin. So what's the rayoin that it shteit b'rayoin? The rayon, what's the rayon of mitan ayin that it says rayon mitan aleph? What's the inyan of my harayon? So you have machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan omar riyas ponim ba'azora. By the fact that the Mishnah doesn't use the term it says v'harayoin. Rayon is not referring to the same as our Mishnah. Rather, it's referring to Re'iyah's Panim Azara. You can go into the Azara as many times as you want. You can go the first day, you can go all 7 days, 8 days, you can go into the Beis Mikdash, in and out and in, as many times as you want. Rish Lakish Omar, Rias Ponim Bekarbon. Staka true, you can go in as many times as you want, but every time you come, you gotta bring a carbon. In other words, you gotta pay. There's an admission fee each time. So the machloik between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a country of Rabbi Yochanan, you can go in 1,000 times, but you only have to bring one carbon. You don't have to bring 1,000 carbonas. You can go in the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, as many times as you want. You just bring one carbon. According to Rish Lakish, you want to go 1,000 times, Gesundheit, but every time you come, you got to bring a new carbon with you.
This is the mitzvah of Riyah.
To Mikhail the mitzvah of Riyah.
You walk in there many times, as you want. Nobody disputes that.
Look at the Rashi in the middle of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Riyas Ponim Bazara. Kama Pa'om Shu Chavit Ba Umara Atz Bazara. You can go in, show off, and say, Rabbi, say, Yechbinda! I'm here again. I know I saw you 5 minutes ago, but I came again. Every time he comes in, you don't have to bring a new carbon. According to Reish Lakish, that's what. Now, Lemaiser, Boiser, don't get to Chish, do to Tamish, because Meachim the Gemara is going to change it at the bottom of the Amid. We're going to have a new shot in there, Machlokes. But at this point, the Machlokes is, when you come into the Azara on day 2 and day 3 and day 4, day 5, do you have to go and bring a new carbon each time? Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Says Rish Lakish, yes. That's the Machlokes. Now, before we continue on, we have to understand something. According to Rabbi Yochanan, then, the word Rayon has nothing to do with carbon. When it says, these are the things, she'ain lem shiur, it's referring to how many times to go into the Azara. You can go into the Azara 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. Didn't we say a moment ago on the second line, Umar Rabbi Yochanan, Kisvurim on Uloimer Harayin and Lishilamala, Abiyashilamata. And Rashi said, what does that mean, Lamala Lamata? In terms of the carbon. How much you gotta pay for it? We thought that meant Atoira. You have to pay at least a minimum of a Markasef. And to Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's no minimum even in Atoira, it's only Drabonan. But we see that Rabbi Yochanan was focusing on the carbon. He wasn't focusing on the coming in and going out. This is the same Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't he soiser himself? Jacques de Marchand, in the Pshat in Rashi, that what Rabbi Yochanan means to say is, if it would say the word Re'iyah, it would only be referring to carbon. By the fact that it says Rayoin, it means that it's talking about both. Both the bringing of the carbon, as well as how many times you come into the Azara. And so therefore, it's as if the word Rayin were written twice. Number one, Legabi, the carbon Re'iyah, that you have to bring the Oilus Re'iyah. What it says in the Mishnah, Eilu Dvorim She'ein Lem Shiur, said Rabbi Yochanan, I thought that means that there is no Shir Lamala. You can go and bring as many carbonis as you want to, but there's a Shir Lamata, you have to bring at least one of a Mo'o Kesef. No, that Minat Torah, there's no Shir even Lamata. You don't even have to bring a Mo'o Kesef. If you can get cheaper than a Mo'o Kesef, give them tight. It's Midrabanan that the minimum is a Mo'o Kesef. But besides that, there's another Halacha. Since it says Rayoin and not Re'iyah, it comes to tell you how many times did you come into the Azara. That this Mishnah says you can come into the Azara as many times as you want. Ein Lem Shir. What about Kabbonis? That you only have to bring one carbon. But in coming yourself, personally, you can go in 1,000 times, but you only have to bring one carbon. Rish Lakish says, you're coming in for purpose of Re'iyah in Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. Every time you come in, you bring a new carbon with you. And explains the Gemara, the Ikar HaRegel, Ikar HaRegel means on day number one of Yontif, Kuliyam Le'plig, the Yishpanim Be'karbon. Everybody agrees, like Rish Lakish holds, Riyas Pan Mekarm, and Rashi says that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if you're coming in multiple times on day number one, at 9 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, every time you come, bring a new carbon. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Keep Ligi Vishayi Moise Regel, starting on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and the other days of Chol HaMoed, and Hashanah Rabbah, and the seventh day of the Yom Tov. All of those days, keep Ligi Vishayi Moise Regel. That what? Says the Gemara, "Baita kol heicha de osa v'aisi kuliyam lepli the makablinim minei." That if the person came in taka 50 times, and each time he brought another carbon, no problem, we will accept the carbon. This doesn't sound like a grace of chiddush, but we'll see in the bottom of the omet taki, you're not supposed to. The Bjorkin's going to hold this as a problem of Baal Toysif. But we're not up to it yet. At this, according to the first lashon, the Gemara holds, you bring carbonis, you want to bring 20 carbonis, 50, as many as you want, we accept them. The question is, what happens if he comes in the second day, third day, fourth day of Yontif, and he did not bring a carbon with him? Is that a problem? As long as I brought on my first day, I was Yoitze, I can now be Nichnas every day without bringing a brand new carbon. You're coming in again? Bring again. You want to come in a third time? 20th time? Every time, bring a new carbon with you. So Kum Tachoy said the Machloikis is somewhat limited by this explanation. That on day number one, everybody agrees you go in five times, you got to bring five carbonis. Everybody agrees. The Machloikis is the rest of Yontif if you come without a carbon. Where according to Rabbi Yochanan, I already brought one. I was Yoitza. Fine. Okay, you brought one. You don't have to give more than one. According to Ish Lakish, you're coming again. Bring another carbon. Bring another carbon. Those are the Gansa Machloikis. The Gemara asks a series of kashas, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and eventually Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, as we'll see. Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Shteitach in the pasuk v'leiro fanai reikam as he kumt kumt nishmet leidige hand. You're coming into the Azara. Don't come with empty hands. Bring a carbon. Is the Chayyim Reish Lakish right? You're coming in. Bring it. Amalei, Sir Yechon says, I agree to that pasuk. The Ikar Regel on day number one, because the Ikar of bringing the Oyvus Re'iyah is on the first day of Yontif. On that day, Le'iropan Reikam. But once you brought it one time, and you're coming in the second day, the third day, the fourth day, then you don't have to bring any more. Frank Dimor Israel have another kasha from a braiso. Le'iropan Reikam. The same pasuk. Now, what does that mean? Bizvachim. That when you come in, it doesn't mean that you go and bring with you money. It doesn't mean that you bring oifois or menochois. Zvachim means you gotta go and bring a korban, meaning a behemoth. No. Since the Torah says, Yopan Areikam, I'm not such a wealthy guy. I'm gonna go and bring in toirim, b'nei yoina, I'm gonna bring a karmincha, maybe a yoitza with that as well. So it's more of a dinner. No, I'll prove to you that it has to be zvach. Nemra chagiga lehedjoit v'nemra re'iya legvaya. We know, as we've been learning throughout our mesechta, that the two major karbonis that everybody has to bring. He has to bring a karbon shalme chagiga, and he has to bring a karbon oilas re'iya. The shalme chagiga are for hedjoit. Hedjoit means for people to eat, because we eat from the karbon shlamim, while the karbon re'iya is legvaya, that it's kula kolil on the mizbeach. Ma chagigu amur lehedjoit zvachim. Just like by the carbon chagiga, we know that that's got to be a zevach. It cannot be toirim b'nei yoina or menachas. Now, how do I know that the chagiga has to be zvachim? Says Rashi, because in the parasha of the kabbonis it says lo yolin chaylev chagi ad boiker. So it uses the expression of the chagi of the chag, and it talks about do yolin chaylev.
Only the chaylev.
The chaylev, but
not the buses.
But we're talking about the chaylev.
So it's mashma. It's not an oiler.
Number one, but the focus is not on the oiler. It's not an oif. The point is that since it says chaylev, and oif doesn't have chaylev, and mincha certainly doesn't have chaylev. So ibazoi, even though it does use the expression chaylev legabe kemach legabe soilis. But anyway, mincha shmein. Oh, but this is not, there's no gizok. This is nishnisha. Anyway, but here when it says the chaylev, chaylev, we mean the real chaylev.
Chaylev we don't use.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, but the point is, the Gemara ma chagiga amur lehedjit at zvochim, because the chaylev chagi is zichra zevach abayma afriya amur legvaya is zvochim. In other words, a mamatzino. We have two mitzvahs. Mistaber
just like hekish,
no mishka hekish, no mamatzino. There's no pasuk. Anyway, so we learn one from the other. Mamatzino, just like over here, you have to bring a carbon, and here you have to bring a carbon. So just like this carbon is a zevach, this carbon is also a zevach. Frankly, mamahim zvochim. Oilois, what type of zvachim do you bring? Oilas re'iyah. It's got to be an oilas re'iyah. Notice when we start off on Mesech, it doesn't say hakol chayam ba'oilas re'iyah, hakol chayim be're'iyah. So you got to bring a carbon. So I don't know which carbon. Maybe it's not an oil, maybe I got to bring a shlamin. Maybe some other carbon. Umayin zvachim is more oilas. Atayim oilas ain't a shlamin. Maybe Taka should go and bring a shalme chagiga and bring a shalme re'iyah. What is ro'oi for a hedjet? A shlomim, so that you should be able to eat it. If I'm going to go and give out oilim meat on the table, you won't be able to eat it. In fact, you gotta shnell, put it back in the azara, gotta put on the mizbeach. If it's outside the azara, it'd be possible yoytze. So the question is, what's ro'oi loy? It means a shlomim. It's afriya murlik voyas beroyloi. You can't give a kodesh baruch hu a shlomim. You have to give a kodesh baruch hu zan karm. What's roiloi? It means a karm oila.
Kulig
voy. Mechayim bedina. That makes sense. It's reasonable and logical. Hey, shulchan chamalayv, shulchan rab charekam. That your table shouldn't be full, and the shulchan of your rebbe should be empty. And therefore, how is your shulchan full throughout the yontif? With shlomim meat. So what's the shulchan rabcha? Shulchan rabcha is referring to the mizbeach. That shouldn't be rekam, so you should put on there oila meat. So therefore you get the shlom, everybody shlom gets the oila, and everybody is happy. Okay, so this is now a kasha of Reish Lakish on Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the rai, what's the kasha? The only thing that I see l'chor is from the first few words. But that we already asked before. We're not asking a kashuv in the pasuk. The previous one, Reish Lakish asked a pasuk. Shteicha pasuk in the Torah. V'yirofan areikam. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I can declaim the Torah. I mean, when I was a kid, I also learned Chemish. I know what that means. It means v'yikareik on the first day. But what does this price add to it? So the Siach Yitzchak says that the pshat of the kasha is from the very last part. V'chein b'din shleye shulchan chamolei v'shulchan rabcha reikam. One is the shulchan chamolei throughout the yontif. There's a din every single day that shalmei simcha, that you should be eating. That's the samachta, that the whole simcha of yontif is eating kodshim of meat.
It's not multiple kabbalas.
You're 100% right, absolutely. But lemaisa, every single day of Yom Tov, you're eating from shlom. Lemaisa, you can't use the same shlom from day one until day number seven, because shlom is only nechal eshnei yom v'layla echad.
Yeah, but you have a few.
You can bring the darm when it's always. You can go and bring other things. You can bring masa behind me, you can bring masa shiny, bring the kofa carbon. But the point is, just like every single day of Yom Tov, mit cholamoyin until the seventh day, every single day, your shulchan is molei with eating kodesh meat. So every single day, a kodesh baruch hu's mizbeach kaviyochel has got to be molei. If everybody's going to go and bring their karm oilas ri'i on day number one, then throughout Yom Tov there's not going to be any more oilas ri'i. So Reish Lakish is a charai from this. Just like every single day you're bringing karbonis to be able to mekayim the inyan of simchas Yom Tov, so you got to bring oilas ri'i every single day. Not that you have a chiyuv to bring every single day, but every time you want to go into the Azara, you gotta go and bring a new carb. I only have to bring one. I brought one already on day number one.
Exactly.
But the price is mashma, no. Every single day it's gotta have, just like your table is full, Kodesh Baruch Hu's table is full. So therefore that's the mashmois, that's right from the price, like Reish Lakish again, Sir Rabbi Yochanan.
You're not the only person bringing korbanos. I mean, Kol Klal Yisrael is bringing korbanos.
Yeah.
So why would it be an issue of you have a achrayas to make sure every time your table is full, everybody's bringing korbanos? You see, I mean, you don't even tie to his bech on the regalim, because so many people bring their korbanos.
We're going on the Lashon HaBrayis. And the Brice says a Mamatzinu is bringing, trying to show the parallels between Oilas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagigah. And the Brice is saying, just like Shalmei Chagigah, every single day people had Shalmei Chagigah on their table, or other forms of Shlom, or other forms of Kabbonis, make sure that every single day Kodesh Baruch Hu should have Oilas Re'iyah on his Mizbeach. Right? We're not talking about Shlom to Kabbonis generally, from Shalmei Chagigah to Oilas Re'iyah. So now the question is, what do you mean every single day there's Oilas Re'iyah on the Mizbeach? If everybody bought day number one, there wouldn't be Oilas Re'iyah every day on the Mizbeach. It's the Harai to me, Reish Lakish, that when I'm going into the Beis Hamikdash on day number two, day number three, day number four, and I'm bringing in my Nedarim and Nedavos and other things, my Chatas, my Ashim, whatever I'm bringing throughout Yom Tov, I have to go and pay a new fee. And that new fee is to bring another Oilas Re'iyah. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I wouldn't have Oilas Re'iyah on every single day on Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shulchan. I'd only have it primarily on day number one. And the latecomers on day number two.
Each individual is a chutzpah. If it has a chomet fleisch,
right.
And a shkitzers of the
Zabach. Exactly. Right, right.
It doesn't have to mean there is no Oilas there. There's always an Oilas Atomet anyway.
Right, now. Okay, it's a Mizbeach. And it's the Musafim that you bring every single Yom Tov.
The beginning of the Gemara talks about the idea of different a large amount versus a small amount.
Right.
So maybe a person who can, a person who can kanish. Therefore, mm-hmm. those times you have to mean that if I brought my own shvi, I have right to get in. But somebody else is going to bring every day because he wants to be marbet. I have to. Whatever I can do, I can be marbet.
Gradually, there's a Mishnah Brice later on that says that this mo'o kesef and this shear of shtei kesef, these are for people that are regular people. However, those people that Baruch Hashem are great sashirim, then they should go and give kiyara kibirkas Hashem lekecha. Do me a favor. Look at Chesamid Beis. Look at Chesamid Beis. I'm Moichu. Chesamid Beis. You see the Mishnah at the top of Chesamid Beis?
Yeah.
Look at the Mishnah. Top. He has kanayna agrois mishpocha, but he's a poor guy. Maybe shlam merubim v'oilas muatim. Nechas merubim v'oichlam muatim. He's baruch Hashem a rich guy. Nechas merubim v'oichlam muatim. He has a small family. Maybe oilas merubayis shlam muatim. Zev zemuat if he's both poor and he has very few people in the mishpocha. Al zenemar mo kesef shtei kesef. That's our mishnah. Zev zemerubim baruch Hashem the person that is an oisha and kanayna is agrois mishpocha. Al zenemar ish kiman yisyado ikibirkas Hashem lekecha shenosam. You avoid to do it. Mamish mecham tzah mishnah. Ah, gebaldik rebeinu hakodesh.
Gebaldik. I should
know the mishnah.
No, that's not so. Yeah,
okay, then you want to go and...
No, remember that.
Yeah, you did remember, yeah. Okay, anyway, beginning back to Agamah. So the flechoyra, I have a raya from this braisa that the shulchan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu should constantly be full, just like your shulchan should be full. Is a raya to me, Rish Lakish, you should bring oilis re'i every single day that you come into the Atzara. Amalei says again, Rabbi Yochan, v'ikra regal. This whole bride is referring to day number one. On day number one, yes, it should be full and should be full and should bring all this ear of other. Because even Rabbi Yochanan, according to this Lashon holds, that if you're going on day number one and you're coming in five times, you got to bring five karbanos. Maskim. But the rest of the yom, that the bride is not addressing that. Eisve, let's ask another kasha. Again, Rish Lakish on Rabbi Yochanan. Eisve, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, Oimei, Sholish, Golem, Bashan, and the Tav Yisrael, Lalis, Lebe, Regel. 3 times a year, you gotta be on the Regel, as everybody knows. B'chag HaMatz, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Now, says the Braisa, number one, the Einirin Chatzoyin, you don't come in Chatzoyin. We don't know what that means yet. Rashi says, Be Gemara Mefarish, we're gonna have it at the bottom of the Gemara. We're gonna talk about this Nirin Chatzoyin. Mishim Shinemar, Kol Zechurcha, because it says Kol Zechurcha. Barry, what did we learn from Kol Zechurcha last week? Zechur, we have Lahoitzi Esa Noshim. Zechurcha Lahoitzi Tumtum Badroiganis. Kol Zechurcha Lahoitzi. Originally, Gemara says it's L'Rabois Esaktanim, and the Gemara said that's only been the Rabbanah, Smachta B'Alma. But then afterwards it said Kol Zechurcha Lahoitzi. The Bursi, and the Makamets, the Tzoyev, and the Klovim, and the other one that's the Mitzar of Nechoishis, those that have a terrible stench, because they can't be called Zechurcha, they can't come together. Anyway, but now we're saying the Inir Chatzoyin, Psanandra Drosha. So we're going to see on the bottom of the Omid what this means. Don't be noivis, and we're going to get to it. And make sure when you're coming 3 times to the base of Migdash Lalis Beregel, don't come empty handed. Mishim Shinema Vleiro Fanai Reikam. Oh, it's a Harai Tamir Reish Lakish. You're coming into the Azara on day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Don't come Reikonim. Make sure you bring with you Oilas Re'iya. Is a Shver on Rabbi Yochanan. You ready for
it? If he's going to bring an oila, a shlomo, which is mechiyim, and not an oila, that's chatzoyim.
We'll talk about that in the bottom. The Gemara is going to address what chatzoyim means. Baltimazayim. All the way in the bottom. But in the meantime, the Gemara's kasha is from the Einirin Reikonim. You're coming to the base of Mikdish, don't come empty-handed, bring with you Oilas Re'iyah. And of course, the Gemara assumes it means every day of Yom Tov. Ezach Shver and Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, no bikur regel, we're talking about day one. Day one, b'nechlech maskim. That's no kasha. Day one, yes, you're coming, bring. Now, those were 3 kashas Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask a bombi kasha on Reish Lakish. It says in the pasuk Yira Kol Zechurcha Es Bnei Adam Hashem, and we've already learned several times in our Masechta Yira Yira. Although it's pronounced Yira, however, you could pronounce it Yira. Say, learn Yira Yira. What means Yira Yira? Kideach Shabalirois Kach Balirois. It's not only to be seen, but it's to see and to be seen. Meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees you, and you see Kaviyachol Rabbi Nishlam the Shechina. You see the Gans Klai Yisrael. You see the Ruach of the Beis. English. Okay, now Darsh Limar Ma'ani B'chinam, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like I come B'chinam, meaning just like I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, come into the Azara, and I don't bring a carbon, Af At the B'chinam, when you come in, you also don't have to bring a carbon. What do you mean I don't have to bring a carbon? You have to bring your oiles re'iyah. Ah, we're talking about once you brought your first oiles re'iyah, you don't have to bring a second and a third and a 20th and a 50th. One is enough. Is a charay to Rabbi Yochanan a kasha in Rish Lakish? Because according to Rish Lakish, you always have to go and bring a new oilas re'iyah. What's this? Af atem b'chinam. It's cost me gewalt. I went in 50 times, already had to go and pay 50 oilas. What do you tell me b'chinam? Is a charay to Rabbi Yochanan? Says Yimori, absolutely right. And therefore, as a result, brand new pshat in the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Elos v'yimor kol heicha di osa v'loi aisi di koli amalei pligi di ayil u'mischazi v'nofik. According to this new lashon, everybody agrees to what Rabbi Yochanan said. According to the first lashon, you only gotta bring one time on the first day. After that, you want to come in 20 times gizuntehet. You do not need to bring new karbonos. Ma'ani b'chinam av atem b'chinam kol heicha di osa. Whenever he comes in, except for the first time. The first time you got to leroy fanayreka. Avad. But starting from time number two and number three, kolecha di osav le aisi koliyam le pligid the ailu meschazi. You can come in, v'nafig, and you can leave. You can be a nichnas v'yoytze. You can be a yoytze v'nichnas. You don't have to bring karbonis. So where's the machloikis? Ki pligid the osav aisi. What happens if he decides I want to bring another carbon on day two or three? I know I brought one yesterday, but I want to bring a new oilas re'iyah. Rabbi Yochanan the Amri is panim ba'azora, is panim who the ain loshir, how the carbon yesh loshir. Rabbi Yid, shayin genok, you already brought your carbon, you cannot bring 20 kabbats. So you're going to say, what's the fella? Avadi, you can bring a neder and a dover, there's no problem. If he says, I'm bringing oilas and a dover, fine. But if he's saying, I'm bringing oilas re'iyah, then you have a problem of Baal Toysif. You already brought one. You can't bring more than one. That's Mani Bechinim of Atta Bechinim. That's the drosha of Rabbi Yochanan. That's Pshat in the Brais. Rish Lakish Omar, he is born in Bekarman. That fill the Karman. Nami Ein Moshir, the original Mishnah, when it says Ein Moshir, not only can you come in 50 times, you can bring with you 50 Kabbalists. No problem. There is no Baal Toysif problem, and therefore bring
each
as many as you want.
Each one is a mitzvah.
Exactly. I'm becoming another mitzvah. Exactly. Right.
You can wear tefillin all day.
Right. You can put in tzitzis 12 times a day. What's up there? Yeah.
No difference in the avoda of an olas re'iyah and olas kedavah, though. It's the same avoda.
Exact same avoda. Exact same
avoda. Same avodah, everything.
What about mitzad?
Same hefshav in the tuach. What's up there?
In your name, with machshav, with pigle, could it make a difference?
All to the same thing. You can be mafagel, you can't allow to, but the pigle would be shayach, noise would be shayach, lina would be shayach. What's up there?
If that was one type of oil versus another type, that would...
Would that be considered to be a shinoi?
Chayra. Perfect.
Right?
It would be
pigle
perfect.
Pigle only implies as man amokim. It's something
shinuim. Well, we learned beginning of Masechet Zvachim, and we learned about two different types of shinuim that you're mishana from one carbon for another carbon. Achatas for an oshem, an oila for achatas, oila for shlom, whatever. And we also talked about shinui balim. They said a ruvain for shimon, for levi, for yehuda. But I don't remember talking about between two oilas that he has in mind, from oilas re'iyah to oilas nedova. I don't recall something like that. But I guess, Mechim, we're going to go back to Zvachim. Let's see. We'll see whether we can find some makar, whether there's, it's also considered a shini, one to the other.
So, above in the Gemara, we said that we do accept
the about it, same money. Was okay?
Above in the Gemara, we said we do accept this, but believe the Makabli Minei, that's talking about, that's still according to this Peshat, but only according to day one.
You're asking according to the first Lashon, or you're asking according to the second Lashon? On the first Lashon, we said that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree on day number one, if he goes in five times, he has to go and bring five kabbanas.
He has to, or because he said there was a diak within the mikablim in there that we allow it to happen, he would do accept it.
That was on the other days. That's the rest of the days. The Mishayi Moisarego. Start again. You see, at the top, Rishlok Hashem Rizpanim Bekarbon. Beker regel kuli yamalei pligid Rizpanim Bekarbon. What means Rizpanim Bekarbon? So Rashi says, in the middle of the Yomid, Vitzarach Lehavi, Karbon al kol pa'am upam. Rashi, in the middle of the Yomid. Ki pligid was machloi, Beshari Moise regel on day 2, 3, 4, 5. Kol hei, chodi os, vi aisi kuli yamalei pligid, mekam linei. According to the first Lashon, yeah, you want to bring another oilos re'iyah, gizuntait, bring 20, bring 50, as many oilos re'iyah as you want. Keep bringing the awesome of my eyes. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't have to bring more than one. Rish Lakish says, you can bring as many as you want. That was the first lesson. Yeah, it was good. Now, according to the second lashon, it's pung faket. The kuliyam believe the ayil mischaz enough. You can go in as many times as you want without bringing a carbon. The first time you have to bring a carbon, but after that, 2 to 50, you don't have to bring a carbon. The question is, what happens if I brought a carbon? Says Rabbi Yochanan, we will refuse to accept it because carbon yesh lo shir. There's only one oilas ri'ah. You want to bring an oilas nedava. Neder Nadova Gizintite as many as you want. Dharma Nadova is not a problem. But Oilas Re'iyah, you can only bring one. Rish Lakish said, no. I feel the Karma Namay and Lashia, you can bring 50 Kabbanas Oilas Re'iyah as well. Great, yeah.
According to the second reading, do you make a distinction between the first day and the rest of the days?
The first day, the rest of the days, no. All the same.
Only about the first
the
time.
The first time that you come in, whether the first time is the first day or the first time you come in the second day, what happens if your plane was delayed and you only came in the Chol HaMoed? Point is, whenever you come in the first time, that's when you got to bring your other Sriya. But the second time, third time, fifth time, 20th time, 50th time, potter from bringing Kol Sriya, according to everybody. Question is, what happens if I want to bring an extra one? Says Rish Lakish, we'll take it. You want to bring? We'll take it.
So what about Baal
Tosef? They won't take it.
What about Baal
Tosef
for him?
Rish Lakish holds that there is no Baal Tosef problem over here, and it's similar to bringing an Oilas Nedava. Just like I can bring an endless number of Oilas Nedava, I can come into the Beis Medrash every day and bring 100 Oilas Nedava if I want to. So he holds Oilas Re'iyah just like Oilas Nedava. I can bring as many as I want.
Oilas Re'iyah is a Chiyav. And Oilas Nedava
the
is not.
The first one is a chiyuv.
Right. So
then, all the subsequent ones?
So then it should be Baal Tosef.
That should be Eichana.
Why doesn't...
Rish Lakish holds is just like putting on tefillin. You have a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day. So what happens if today you put a tefillin for Shachas? What happens if you take along to work your tefillin, you put it on again in Mincha? Are you over Baal Tosef? No. I'm Mekayim in the end, another more mitzvah of tefillin. So he's Mekayim another mitzvah of Oilas Re'iyah.
Says when the Beis Medrash. Shlomo was makrev of 1,000 oilers.
Oh, that's right. Exactly.
Biffle the belt.
Biffle the belt.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. Thank you, Mora Eisfer. Ich hab jetzt akashe. So, du aposik. Hoiker raglecha mi beis reyacha. The word hoiker raglecha means that when you're coming to the beis reyacha, to the house of your reya. Reya, of course, means your friend. But here, the reference to friend means a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel. Just like I need L'doidi V'doidi Li, doesn't mean a Kodesh Baruch Hu is my uncle and I'm his uncle. It means my beloved. Here, Re'ach also means my beloved friend, Kaviyochel Rabbein Shlomo. The word Hoiker Raglecha means that your footsteps should be very precious and therefore don't come in frequently. We don't want you to come that often into the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want you. Hoiker Raglecha, refrain, withdraw. Don't go in frequently in Beis Reyacha. Oh, I shouldn't go frequently means I shouldn't bring karbonos. According to Rish Lakish, you can bring as many karbonos as you will. It is as you want. Is lechoyra, this price sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Don't bring so many karbonos. Stay at home. Don't bring, stop bringing. Shiginuk. It is a shver. Everything Gemara we're talking about, house of Mechatoyz Vashamoyz. Those are the types of karbanos. Don't do the sins that will cause you to have to bring those karbanos. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Avad, there's a mitzvah to bring a karm chatzis and bring a karm asham, but I don't want you to know those mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah chulil of a chatzis. There's no shulam bayis. One has to go and give a get. So if a person gives a get, he's a kind of mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like those mitzvahs. Halavad, there should be shulam bayis. He shouldn't have to give a get. So Avad, bring a karm chatzis, you mekayim the mitzvah of bringing karm chatzis, but halavai you shouldn't have to bring in such mitzvah.
By the way, you mentioned before about chatzis or shamas. I don't think you mekayim shamas simcha. It has to be. It cannot be a chiyuv to be mekayim
shamas. Rabbi Simon Zain of Tom and Bay, don't get so nervous and Baltimore Zain of Tom and Bay. The Mishnah is going to address it. Anyway, Nochemus, the more Nochemus. It's Hoikaraglach is referring to Chatoiz Vashomis. Kid Rablady, Rami. He asked the steer. Ksiv Hoikaraglach of Beisri Yacha means don't bring tons of kaman. Uksiv, but there's another pasuk. Over Beisecha, but Oilois. I'm coming to your house with Oilois. Here it says don't bring him, and here it says yes, bring him. Make up your mind. Loikashkim. Chatoiz Vashomis can be Oilois Yishlam. Chatoiz Vashomis you should not bring. Oilois Yishlam you should bring. Tanami, Hachi, Hoikaraglach of Beisri Yacha, but Chatoiz Vashomis is a Kutum Gdabi. Don't bring lots of oils to shlamim. Kishoyim of the base of oils, Hashem loch, Nidorai, had oils to shlamim, Amor, that you are bringing oils to shlam. Hamani Mekayim Hoiker, Akhvish, Yacha, Bechatoy, Zishabu, Dakasa, Me, Medaber.
It looks like you could come as many times as you want.
You come as many times as you want. And you can bring Oilus and Shlomo as many times as you want. But now, Chatoiz Vashom, I say you should not bring a lot of them. Yeah.
Is
Rav Lezer Tano or Amayr? And this price is? So apparently he disagrees. It won't be the first time in life. So we have the brides veinirin chatzoin. We learn from kol zechurcha, don't bring halfway. Well, what means halfway? Is sover of Yosef lemei mamam the isli asor abonim. Person has 10 sons. Each one of the sons, he's part of zechurcha, right? Even ketanim who are over the age of lirkoy val ksev v'shalov olechoyz has a mitzvah to come into to be oyle regal to go and be a mitzvah for iya. It's a shana machloikis. You look at toises and that base of analysis. Machloikis, would you have to bring a carbon? But certainly, if he's a god, if he's a bar mitzvah, then they all have to bring a carbon. Sure. Every bar mitzvah boy has to bring a bezunder carbon. So Baruch Hashem, someone's blessed with 10 sons, says l'choyde the brisa l'nisku in the chamish. He shouldn't take 5 with him on first day yontiv, ulamach chamish and the other 5 on the second day of yontiv. That's what it means in the brisa l'choyde yira kol zchorcha veinir chatzayim. Don't leave half of the family home and bring half of the family the next day. As they came and learned l'chayre pshat, says Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Abayi said to Rebbe, pshit is a chatz of a poshet. I don't need a posse for that. Hay minayim mishavus lo poshet, vay minayim mishavus lo zerizim. The word poshim is a strong term. It doesn't really mean chas v'shalom. Poshim, he really means atzelim. Like we had at the third kat, the bron eder Pesach, the kat, the kat atzlon. Exactly. So who are you going to go and decide? I have 10 sons. I'm going to say, ini, mini, miny, mo. You 5 are going to come with me day 1, and you're going to be the zerizim, makdim, and the mitzvah, and you guys, you'll be the late comers, you'll be the atzlon. This pasuk nishefishteitcha a double portion. You have to bring all 10 at one time. So tomorrow I'll crawl to my osa. So I'll show you what's that pshat in the pasuk. Don't come lechatzoyin. Ah, likra achenim desanya, achenim oimrim hamekameitz v'ametzarv nechoishes v'habursi b'tur min reiya shenemar kol zechurcha mishiyoch lalisim kol zechurcha yatzu elu she'en yichon lalisim kol zechurcha. What the Gemara is saying is that the words don't come lachatzoyim. Lachatzoyim doesn't really mean mechza, mechza, 50-50.
Infractions.
He means those people that unfortunately cannot come with the rest of Klal Yisrael, because the rest of Klal Yisrael doesn't want to go with them, because they have a terrible reyach nichoyach, a terrible stench. Zok de braisa, they have no chiyav in bringing a carbon. The ein nir mechatzoyim means that fractional part of Klal Yisrael. Presumably it's only 1% or 2% or whatever. Those people that are engaged in these parnosois. Well, maybe even less than that. I mean, we need people like that.
We already learned that.
We already learned that from Kol Zechorcha. That's the Zelba Drasha Kol. In other words, the Bryce is just repeating the Drasha that we learned 2 or 3 days ago. If you look back on the Omer Aleph, Zok the Gemara, Shteitna on the Bryce, the Einir Nchatzoyim, 4 lines before the white lines, the Einir Nchatzoyim, Mishum Shinema, Voshteit, Kol Zechorcha, the Zelba Drasha. So now we understood originally what means Din Chatzoyin means 5 boys and 5 boys. This kind of design, 5 boys and 5 boys. That doesn't make sense. Which 5 you're going to leave at home, which 5 you're going to take with you. And Din Chatzoyin therefore means the words that we said before. These words are somewhat, if you will, mysterious, and now mysterious is not the right
ambivalent
word. Ambivalent. Yeah, vague. It's a little bit vague because the words Chatzoyin doesn't really mean Bursia, but it means Chatzoyin. Any group that cannot come with the masses of Klal Yisrael because unfortunately their profession causes them to have a stench, those people are potter and gansin. It's not that they have to go and have their own shiara and go and rent, just like you have a rent a V, you have a rent a wreck. So go and rent a wreckage shiara which has a terrible stench. No, you don't have to come b'chlal. Einir chatzai, these guys can stay home and they don't have to come to the Beis Midrash to go and bring the carpet. That's the pshat einir chatzai.
That's the dvurim.
Yeah, but that's the pshat in Sifri. Yeah, that's the
same.
Yesterday. Yes, Mendy.
Yesterday, I asked a question. You saw earlier, tune 1. Yeah. Whether the Adidas 2 and the Adidas 1 are reversed.
Right.
I asked, let it be 1 and 1 or 2 and 2. Why each, the miles in each direction?
Yeah.
Let it be equal.
And the Braisa says that of all 3, each one of them has 1 mile that the other 2 don't have.
So let it be equal then. Let it be parallel, 1 and 1.
What do you
two
mean?
And 2. Why not go one over the other and the whole dispute, which one's more?
I mean, I, as far as I'm concerned, I'd be masking, they should all be exactly the same. But Rabbi Yosi Glilius is trying to focus on the fact that they're not all the same, and each one of them has special details that the other one doesn't have. Not chashim, we're not putting down the others, he's just saying this one has this special ingredient, this special addition, this special inyan that the others don't have. We're not denigrating and degrading the others.
I was just thinking the Gemara we had also before, you shouldn't kill a king in front of somebody else. For the red and these making my stomach
Okay. So now we have a very, very. Okay, Rabbi said, before we begin the Mishnah, there's a very interesting Rashi over here. Rashi is interesting in the sense that he goes through a little bit of what the scholars would call the Talmudic analysis and exegesis, how you go and the methodology. And you'll see, look at the Rashi, the third line from the top. Give a kick to Rashi. V'hayni nami, says Rashi, that's what the braisa means. Rashi,
which
we're on
Chesem and Beis.
Zayin and Beis. Zayin and Beis. Third line. You're always ahead of us. Third line. El Kurkir Achayim. Is it?
Now I see.
No problem. Yizok Rashi. V'hayni nami, that's the pshat in the words Ein nir lechatzoin, demisha einoi roi lalois ele b'chabura mu'etis kegoin elu, shiyasa chabura li atzman, zok de braisa, don't bother coming. Ein nir lechatzoin, if you unfortunately have
small
this reach nichoyach, this small group, 5, 10, 20, tzorf in a choishis, the mekamtsim, mitte bursikim, all these guys, you're all potem re'ia, so although the words Einir Chatzoyin don't sound like Mekamitz Mitzav Nechoishes, Chonish Kabreira. That's where Rashi lets. But Chaveirim Mefarshim, Man Chaveirim learn differently. To love Einir Lechatzoyin Os Abai Lefrushe, Abai is not addressing the words Einir Lechatzoyin, El Lememra Dekra Lav Lehochi Osa. He's saying, don't learn like it says in the Braisa, that the words Kol Zechurcha, Alohoitzi, the people who born lechatzoyin, but rather it comes for these guys, for the mekametz, for mitzar nechoishes in Borsi. So in other words, we're not trying to explain the pshat in the braisa of nir lechatzoyin. It's nothing to do with that. And Abai said, forget about nir lechatzoyin. Don't even think about it. What the kol zechurcha comes to tell you, like the achirim, this mekametz mitzar nechoishes.
Pshat in the braisa.
Oh, the kashali freitach yitzrashi soif ha de'ei nir lechatzoyin mike ometana. It's beautiful, this wonderful pshat, but we're still stuck with the braisa. What did the braisa mean, Einir l'chatzoyin? That you didn't answer. For oid, sheshitas hashas, the normal methodology of shas is, kol heicha de'ika, sova ployni lememer hachi, whenever you see that the Gemara says that sova ployni, one of the amiroim, wanted to say the following, v'yomale ployni hachi, and says the ployni naitzim mishtazai, which is our case here, because back on the Omer Aleph, sova of Yosef lememar, etc. Omale abaye nein elop shat is azoi. So normally when you find that throughout shas, kol heicha de'ika, sova ployni lememer hachi, v'yomale ployni hachi, ahi milza gufa, da'ab motzi lememar kama, mitaretz basra, v'yomale Malay, person number two says to person number one, "Tolema fashiyachi, don't learn like you learned Rebbe Rabbi Yosef that we're talking about five today and five tomorrow." Oh, no. What? How are you supposed to learn? Kochatzoyin means legabi bursi, legabi mekametz, mitzarav nechoshes. Elohi. So this is a shiner Rashi. The Rashi explains the methodology you find
this
in Shas. So
ganz Shas is
in Shas. The ganz Shas. Shkoyach. Our Mishnah is going to talk now for the first time about the inyan of the Shalmei Simcha. Grada, we did learn Shalmei Simcha in the first Mishnah, but not the Fetish with the Chsuri Mechser of a Hokki Tani. Because it's a Chedish ben Bedaber, ben Shemeya, ben Bedaber, ben Bedaber, ben Shemeya, that he's Machoyev in Simcha, but he's Potter Nur'i, and everybody was up in arms, they couldn't sleep at night. Why, but is he Potter? Why Simcha is he Chayev? Then we had learned up Re'i, Re'i Mahakel. Okay, good. But now Mishnah Taka is going to talk about the inyan of Shalmei Simcha. First of all, there's a general klal rabbeisai that when you're bringing a korban choiva, a mandatory choiva, a mandatory korban, you got to pay from your own package. You cannot use maser sheni money. You cannot go and use other choivois. You have to go and use it totally min hachulin. So our Mishnah starts off. Oilis b'moyd is referring to the korban oilis re'iyah. And here it says b'moyed. Moyed usually means b'chol ha-moyed. Why does it talk about dafka chol ha-moyed? The Gemara is going to address that as soon as we get to the Gemara. Stay tuned for the Gemara. But oilis moyed, you bring your oilis re'iyah on moyed. Boys v'chum. Those have to come from chum because that's a chiyav. A chiyav has to be min ha-chum. Vashlam, however, if you're bringing shalmei simcha, we're not talking about shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha, you could even bring menamaser. Menamaser means from maser sheni money. Because maser sheni, as you remember, is something that you had a farm out in Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak, in Beit Shemesh, or whatever, and you weren't able to go, it was just too heavy to go and bring all the maser sheni. So what you can do is you can be and use that money to go and buy various food items. Barry's going to remind me that the fish is a shallot. I'm sorry for
talking
exactly.
Are you excluding Masa Behema?
No, I'm not excluding. The reason why I'm not talking about Masa Behema because that's going to be the safe of the Mishnah. Wait another five lines. Baltim Unkirin. But this is talking about Menemasa, it's talking about Masa Sheni money, so you can use Masa Sheni money to go and buy a Behema to bring for a carbon Shalmei Simcha. No problem. Now, the Mishnah lechoyda chwaishish from thee yontav rishis shal Pesach Pesach. I don't know why I talk about Pesach. The Gemara is going to address that shortly. Yontav rishis shal Pesach beishalmei omrim minachul. Now here we're talking about shalmei chagiga, carbon chagiga. Not that I'm bringing on Sukkot or Shavuot, that I'm bringing on Pesach beishalmei om minachul. That's got to be minachul. That's a dover pasha. It's a dover shebachoy. You have to bring minachul. Beisil omrim minamaiser. How could it be from maiser? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. We're going to see him mention shortly in the Gemara. Don't be noticed. But let's repeat again Lagabi the Inyan of Shalmei Simcha. Now this is very important. When it comes to Shalmei Simcha, Yisrael Yoitz in Yedei Chavasan, you don't have to bring Shalmei Simcha. If you have enough kodshim meat to eat during Yontiv, all the 7 days, Genuk, you don't have to bring even one Shalmei Simcha. Now where would I have kodshim meat for? I could have from Shalmei Chagiga, I could have from the Dorim Unedavois, I could have from, what's the next 2 words?
Masa Behaima.
If a person is Masa Behaima, meaning a person had Kanai Nahara born to his flock, he has 100 Behemas, and he has to go and give Masa Behemas, so 10 of them are going to be Masa. He brings all the 10 Shepsluch up to the Bis Mikdish, and he brings them all Masa Behaima now, during, not on Yontav, but during Cholamayt, and all of these are Kod Shemit. It could be Yoitz Shalmei Simcha with the Masa Behaima.
You learn Agavuchah, when the word Mais is by itself, it means Mais Hashem.
Oh, it does.
Because he
didn't
put Hashem Levi.
So it's not a Mais Hashem, it's a Shaina Dik. V'ha-Kihanim, now you write the Chatuz Vashumais. V'ha-Kihanim, could be Yoitz B'chatuz Vashumais. If a Yid Nebuchad Ketin Achet, and he bore a Chatuz or an Asham, and the Kohen, of course, eats, the only ones that can eat it is only Zichre Kohuna, the Kohen eats with the Chatuz V'ushamit, his yoitza, his din of simcha. And if he gets a bechor, he could be yoitza with that. Or because of a shoik from all the shlomim, he could be yoitza that as well. Avalei ba'oifes, v'loi b'menoches, like we learned in the Omer Aleph, it's gotta be chaylev chagi, it's gotta be a chaylev, and that's only shaykh the God they've had. Okay.
And basar chulin, if someone's eating basar chulin,
it's man azeh, but not bisman bishmishkaim. Bisman bishkaim, you only yoitza with kudishamit. We started off the Mishnah. Oil is b'moyed. You have to bring menachulin. Ela oil is b'moyed. Who the boy is menachulin? Ha beyond of men ha meiser. Amai dove shebechoy v'ibchol dove shebechoy ve'enem bo ela menachulin. You gotta pay for it yourself. You can't be yoitzer with master sheni money. You can't be yoitzer with master behind me. You can't go be yoitzer anything else. Oilois, you gotta go and bring from chulin. By inzer mishesh teitach no oilois b'moyed boys men chulin. Tach mashma that on yontif you could bring it from even from maser or from something else. V'chitei malkam mashman. I got a new pshat. Pshat in the mishesh is that our mishesh goes according to Beis Shammai. Malkam mashman the oilois b'moyed boys beyontif ainai boys kiman ge Beis Shammai. Did not we learn about in the Sechtes Beya the Beis Shammai omrim mevien shlom ve'in soimchan aleihem avaloi oilois the Beis Hillel omrim mevien shlom and ve'oilois ve'soimchan aleihem. Beis Shammai's halacha to us is a very it's amazing, as they would say nowadays, astonishing, because the whole inyan, awesome, the whole inyan of coming to Beis Mikdash every 3 times a year, oiler regular, you gotta come to Beis Mikdash, is to go and bring your oiler sri'iyah, says Beis Shammai, first day of Yontif, no one should bring an oiler sri'iyah, nobody. You should bring it all on first day Chol HaMoed. I wasn't oiler moed, I was oiler regular, I came for Yontif. Zokta Beishama, you cannot bring oilos on the first day of Yom. Why can't you? Because the only melacha that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov is melechas oichal nefesh. But the pasuk says, Ach ashi yusa lechol nefesh, he levada yusa lechem. Something that you need for your own food, that you're allowed to go and do on Yom Tov exclusively. However, if it's somebody else's food, what means for somebody else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavi yachol legvoya. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to bring it today.
No, he also knows a little legvoya, but the ikar is for me.
Exactly. So Shlomim, you're allowed to bring on the first day Yom Tov. Shlomim, even according to Beis Shammai. Shlomim, even according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to bring.
Maybe for the game, it's overnight, maybe.
I'm in overnight, so that would be a problem.
No, I'm saying maybe for night. Didn't want to point to Beishamah.
Anyway, so Nachumah, so Beishamah says that Beishamah, Omer Mevim Shlomim, you're allowed to go and bring Shalmei Chagig or Shalmei Simcha because you want to go and eat Kachim flesh on Yontiv, but don't do Smicha. As you remember back in Masechtas Beyah, we learned that Beishamah holds that you don't have a Chiyav of Tekif L'smicha shchita, so you do the smicha on erev Yom Tov. Mi'at Hashem, yeah, but we haven't gotten it yet. So Beishami Amavi and Shlom, main smicha leim. Don't do a smicha now. Do a smicha from before Yom Tov. Avloy oilis. Now, why could you do a smicha on Yom Tov itself? Says Rashi, because it's no different than the regular shvus that ein roichven al gabi behema. A roichven lav dafka means to go and to ride on the behema. You're not a lean on the behema. That's shuna shala. You lean it just a little bit on the head or the ganze body. Me the kol gufay.
Kol
koychay. Okay. Anyway. That's beyond our sugya, but bottom line is no smicha on Yom Tov. To be shamai, avloy oilis, oilis you don't bring at all because of lechem v'loy ligvay. Mashenki be salamrim, no mevi'in shlamim, but oilis v'sem chalaleim, you're allowed to, no problem. Ah, so therefore maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah when it says oilis v'moyed bois menachulin, not to be medayik that only cholamoyed bois menachulin, but if you bring it on Yom Tov, you can bring it from Maaseh. Nah. But our Mishnah is talking like Beishamai, that Beishamai holds you can only bring oiles b'moyed. On day number one, when you bring your oiles for ear to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen will say, I'm very sorry, we paskin like Beishamai, we don't take any oiles for ear, you gotta come back tomorrow. That's the Mishnah, oiles b'moyed. You bring the oiles, because you can't bring it on yontif, you can only bring it b'moyed. Those, you bring a moyed, boy is menachul. Is that shot in the Mishnah? Sigmar assumes that that's a difficult pshat to go and have a stam mishnah like Beishamai, not like Beis Hillel. Is och nishkit. Is vada had the kushla duchta. What pshat? Oh, is b'moyed. Everything machzur machzav alchitani. We got to start the mishnah all over again. Oilois nedarim unedavois b'moyed boys beyond of einen boys. What happens if I during the year I was menader or menadiv to bring a carbon oila, but I'm not going to go to Yishalayim every day. I'm busy. When I'm going to come up miyachim for yontif, I'm going to bring with me my nedarim and nedavos. So I come in the first day of yontif. I bring with me three shepselach, and the kohen looks at me and says, "Hey, what are these three shepselach for? One is for my oilas re'ia. The other two are for my nedarim and nedavos." Says our Mishnah, we tell him, I'm very sorry. The oilas re'ia will accept today. We hold like Beis Hillel. The redovis you gotta bring tomorrow on Chol HaMoed. And that's what the Mishnah says. Oilas nedarim v'nedavos b'moed boys, bring them on Chol HaMoed. Beyond of Einan boys, don't bring them on Yontif. Voyas re'ia b'afilu beyond it, because I hold like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Now, it continues the Mishnah. Ukshi bo'o, when you're bringing your carbon oilas re'iyah, ain't a bo'o elemen achulin. So therefore, when it's said in the Mishnah, oilas b'moyed boys, that's not referring to the oilas re'iyah. Oilas b'moyed boys is referring to the oilas of nedarim, nedavos, that those can only be brought on b'moyed. However, the oilas re'iyah, which is a chiv, that's boys menachulin, and that can be brought, of course, even on the first day of the Yom Tov, because we're paskin like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Oh. Now, continues the Mishnah. V'shalmi simcha, bo'in af min ha-maiser. Shalmi simcha, you can bring even from maiser, because shalmi simcha, there's not an absolute chiv to bring shalmi simcha. There's an absolute chiv to bring an oilus from here. And shalmi chagir, v'shalmi simcha is only if you need an additional kodshim meat to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. But if I have a kohen has a chatas to yanoshim to chaz v'shoik, or if Yisrael has nedarim munedavos or masa sheni or masa b'haima, all of that is permissible. You can bring it from anything you want. Now, we're going to get back to this in another moment on the bottom of the Umid. The Gemara was just quoting from our Mishnah. Tanya Mihochi, I'll bring you a Rayatak from a Braisa that this Pshat of Chasurim Mechzer in our Mishnah, that's the real Amistik Pshat. Who's stating the Braisa? Again. Those can only be brought on Cholam Moed. Be Yontif, Einem Boys, don't bring it on Yontif. Because the Dorim and Adobis cannot be brought on Yontif. Oilus Riyah, Bafil Beyontif. That you can bring even Yontif too. Oilus Riyah can bring it.
Because it's still a Gavaya Lechatchili, you shouldn't bring.
But I mean, it's Oilus Riyah, Bafil Beyontif. Oilus Riyah, according to Beisil. That's a Chiyah, but it's only according to Beisil and not according to Beisham. Ukishi Ba'a, when he's bringing Eina Ba'elim and Acholim. Like we said before, Kal Dabe Shebachoyva, Eina Ba'elim and Acholim. Vishalmi Simcha, Boy Nachman Amaiser, because Shalmi Simcha is not an absolute chiyev, it's just a kotchimi. Vichagigis Yom Tavarishal Pesach, Vishalmi Omen Acholim, Vishalmi Omen Amaiser, period. So we see from the Braisa, just like the Chasurim Mechzra, like we did surgery in our Mishnah, that when it says Oilois B'moyed Bois, it means Oilois of Nedarim Unedavis can only be brought Lamay. But now let's understand for the first time, what is this Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Pesach? Freitig Moriet. Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Pesach. After all, our Mesechus Chagiga, so far we have not discriminated or differentiated between Sukkot and Atzeres and Pesach. All three times you gotta bring an Oles Re'iyah, you gotta bring Shalmi Chagiga, Shalmi Simcha if you need it. So what's happens, why are we talking now about Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? Omer Vashi Oka Mashmalan. Chagigas Chamisha Ose En. Chagigas Arbo Oser Loi. It's Lafuke the Chagiga that we bring on Erev Yontif. Why do I bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach? So that when you eat the Korban Pesach, it should be Nechal Al Hasoiva. So you shouldn't be eating it with an empty stomach, you should be pretty full. That's why you bring the Korban Chagiga. Because of that, I believe we have the egg, I believe, on the Kara dish, to remember the Korban Chagiga. Okay, but anyway, but the point is that you have to bring the Korban Chagiga. However, this Korban Chagiga is also not an absolute necessity. It's only if you have one carbon, and this carbon was such an attractive carbon that you had 1,000 people menuyim. As you know, when it comes to carbon Pesach, you have to menuyim. Menuyim means people have to go and register in advance. You have a whole reshima. So what happens if you have one behem and you have 20 people? Okay, everybody will have a nice, good steak or a good lamb chops or whatever happens to be. And
it's a small animal.
Small animal, okay. So now 10 people. How many people will be on zichet? 5 people for zichet, you'll have enough, right? A ganze lamb for 5 people. More than enough. But what happens if you have 500 people on that? You won't even have a kezayis. Some of you have to have at least a kezayis. Okay,
yeah.
So 50 people, 100 people, whatever. But it's only kezayis. Have you nechal al asayva? This is an inyan of bringing a special korban chagiga, which is not the chagiga of yontif. This is chagiga leechal al asayva, so that when you eat the korban Pesach, you should be full when you get to the korban Pesach. Aha. That chagigas arba osar, since it's not mandatory. In fact, the Gemara is going to say in a moment it's only drabbana, it's not even min hatoyra.
Why
is it called chagiga? Because you bring it together with a chag. The word chagiga is a little bit inappropriate, but once you give you the sense that you bring in the kovet a chag. You're right, it's not the same type of shami chagiga. Okay, so says our Gemara that al shami chagiga of our Mishnah is only talking about the real bona fide diraisa on Yontif, as opposed to the Erev Yontif dikka. So what's the as opposed? That the one on Yontif you have to bring dafka, since it's a choiva, you can only bring it menachulin. Mashenkin, the one that you bring an Erev Yontif, you can even bring mena meiser. Ah, Zot Gemara Alma, what do I see from this? Kosover chagigas arba also lav diraisa. It's not an absolute chiyuv, it's only that you should be able to be nechal al asayva. But one second, Moshe, before you turn off, let's go back to our Mishnah for a moment. What does it say in the Mishnah? Yontif harishon shel Pesach beishami omrim minachulin. Yeah, that's good, yeah, because kol davar shebechayv ben minachulin. Beisil omrim minamayser. Didn't you tell me that the chagiga of Tezvav, which is the chiyuv of Yontif, tzuchti araisa, how can you bring minamayser? Didn't we say kol dovei shevachoyv en ebo elam en achulin? Now I know none of you are going to be able to sleep at night, so that's what Gemara is asking. Frank Gemara, Omer Mar beisil Omer min amaiser, amai dovei shevachoyv uchol dovei en ebo elam en achulin. Omer ule betoyfel. What means betoyfel? Toyfel means that you can add the major monies that you're using for the carbon have to be mena chulin, like Mishamai said. If you want, you can add a little more. You can add some maaser money. Mechem will learn more about that tomorrow. We have a minyan.